Let me speak now to Avril Lemond. She is a psychologist, or Lehman, I should say. Avril, tell me how to pronounce your name.
Lehman. I accept every pronunciation.
Well, I'm very glad. I'll call you Avril. I do know how to pronounce that. Now, listen to you. Good to talk to you. We've been hearing a range of stories this morning and people being very honest. And, you know, all credit to young Stuart. He's saying, you know, I'm a wee bit younger than the rest of you and I want to help, but, you know, something holds me back. And then we have the likes of Beth, who just never seems to stop helping people. Mm-hmm. What is it about the human being that we want to help?
I mean, I think there is that basic altruism that we are fundamentally connected. But I think there are things that stop us helping. And I don't think it's about we're colder now. And I don't think it's about big city, small city, country, etc. I think one of the key things is some people just are not observant. They just don't notice. You know, in that film of the baby carriage going on to the railway line, which just, it blew me away, because there's a guy there who just doesn't know anything's happening.
Well, I think I would encourage people to look at this particular footage. What struck me was, of course, the pram rolling onto the tracks and the poor mother leaping onto the tracks. But it was this individual who had a pair of headphones on, so you think, well, he could have been distracted, but he stood there with his arms folded. He didn't even unfold his arms. Yeah. I mean, it was almost as if he was watching a movie in front of him, wasn't it?
But I think we've all been in that situation where we thought, this is not happening. And I think some of us are really, like me, highly trained observer. Other people, I'm amazed, don't even see things I see in the street. And I've been like that since a child. So I think there's that observation. But then there's the interpretation. Because if you're saying, this is not happening, this can't be happening, this, you know, then you're frozen and you don't move. Mm-hmm. But there's a bigger thing that's actually been studied since the 60s. It's called bystander apathy. That we are less likely to offer help the more people are there. So if you see a crowd of people, you assume somebody should have done something, so you do nothing.
Interesting.
Now, that's partly maybe modesty as well. Somebody's having a fit. Oh, gosh, I think I know what to do, but I might do more harm. But actually, we are much more likely to help if there are fewer of us, which is a little odd. But
it's interesting, you know, thanks for highlighting that. It's, you know, because it is an interesting one to try to get to the bottom of. I've got a text here from Andrea.